Here's two things you don't often hear in the same breath: the Soviet Union and comedy. How is it even possible to be funny with all the censorship? The Soviets found a way to make it work. So much so, the Cold Warrior, President Ronald Reagan, was a big fan of Soviet humor. He collected stories told among Russians.
And one of these stories, the one I'm going to tell you, I told to General Secretary Gorbachev. And he laughed. The story was an American and a Russian arguing about their two countries. And the American said, "Look, in my country, I can walk into the Oval Office, I can pound the president's desk and say, 'Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country.'" And the Russian said, "I can do that." The American said, "You can?" He says, "Yes. I can go into the Kremlin, to the general secretary's office, pound his desk and say, 'Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country.'"
It's not easy to tell a Soviet-era joke. Many of them are these long monologues. And if you didn't grow up in that time period, they can be hard to get. Latvian-American Michael Idov has made a film, a drama, about a Soviet stand-up comedian set in the 1980s. It's called The Humorist.
Now, we've always been fascinated by the very notion of Soviet humor, the fact that in a country where you pretty much couldn't joke about anything, some of the biggest celebrities were professional jokers. And it's true, not only was there stand-up comedy in the Soviet Union, it was wildly popular in the 70s and the 80s, but the humor that actually reached audiences was heavily censored. Every joke had to be approved and sort of signed off on. And I just kept thinking about what a strange life these people must have led.
Now, the main character in your film, Boris Arkadyev, what's his story? How would you describe him?
So Boris Arkadyev is a failed writer of serious fiction who turns to stand-up as apparently a way to support his family and finds he is wildly popular at it. And he despises himself and he despises his audiences for loving him.
По-вашему, если обезьяна, то сразу Патрис Лумумба, да? Расизм какой? Его и отчество еще есть. Какое?
The main thing to know about Boris Arkadyev, and this is immediately apparent to a Russian-speaking viewer of the film, is that it's not a real name. It's a Russianized version of a Jewish last name, because this is the price that a lot of people in that industry had to pay.
Now, some of the scenes in the movie show Boris, the character, you know, being woken up in the middle of the night and taken somewhere far away to perform for someone, or taken to private parties of KGB members and higher-ups in the Kremlin. Did those kind of things actually happen to the real Soviet-era comedians?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they still do. That's the fun part. Because I based this on a real story told to me by a friend involving one of the major comedians of the Soviet era, who was, in fact, dragged out of his bed in the middle of the night. When I was casting the movie and I was talking to various modern-day comedians, I found out that this kind of thing still goes on. These days, when people come for them, it doesn't feel like it could turn into an arrest at any moment. But still, this whole notion that if you are a successful comedian in Russia, that you are also a bit of a court jester and you have a duty to the motherland to entertain certain people, it's still true.
Do you like Soviet humor?
No, I don't. In fact, I hate it. It feels defeatist and depressing to me. And especially after I've rifled through tons of it for the movie.
It's interesting because in your movie, Boris is partly depressed and troubled because he's constantly asked to repeat the same joke. And the joke isn't very funny. But in private, Boris is really funny. And I assume that was intentional on your part.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's actually very important to me because if his material was brilliant, it would make the movie really, really simple. It would be one of those brilliant artist versus the evil state movies. And I was much more interested in the struggle within Boris Arkadyev.
Were you trying to make a comment with your film about contemporary Russia?
Honestly, yes, for sure. If the comment is only that not much changed. I mean, that's a simple comment, but it happens to be true. And there's a song at the closing credits of the movie sung by a widely popular young rapper named Face, who did this song specifically for the movie. And that song provides a very direct link between the events of the movie and today, because Faze is in fact one of those young performers who suffered heavily from censorship and the new kind of political pressure, and his concerts were also banned, and he's run into a lot of trouble for his art. So having him come in at the end of the movie and do this closing song for me was the most direct link I could possibly provide between 1984 and today.
Wrap it for us.
Nope.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
Michael Idov is a Latvian-American filmmaker. His film about a Soviet-era comedian is called The Humorist. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you.
Get a sneak peek of The Humorist and learn more about the history of Soviet comedy at theworld.org.